By 2026, Samsung expects its sales of high-bandwidth memory, the lifeblood of AI chips, to more than triple. But the real battle isn't just in the silicon. It's in the glue, the packaging, and the materials that hold it all together. The question is, are Western companies positioned to compete in this microscopic arms race? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology that's reshaping manufacturing and trade. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a convergence of three critical themes. First, the escalating arms race in advanced semiconductor packaging, where the U.S. is making major domestic investments to counter Asian dominance.
Second, a quiet but powerful revolution in material science, with bio-based adhesives moving from the lab to high-stakes applications in aerospace and manufacturing. This isn't just about being green, it's about performance and new capabilities.
And third, the immense challenge of thermal management. As electronics get more powerful, from EV batteries to 5G base stations, the battle against heat is defining the limits of innovation. We'll break down what these trends mean for your business.
Let's start with semiconductors, Troy. We're hearing a lot about building new fabs in the U.S., but the real action this week seems to be in what happens after the chip is made, the packaging. What's the big news?
The big news comes from the IIEE Electronic Components and Technology Conference, or ECTC 2026. Intel Foundry and Amkor Technology both made major announcements. Intel is pushing the envelope with technologies like EMIBT and glass core substrates to improve signaling speed and power delivery for AI chips.
And Amkor?
Amkor is scaling up its U.S. manufacturing capacity, specifically at its new facility in Peoria, Arizona. They are focusing on packaging for AI, high-performance computing, and photonics. This is a direct move to build a more resilient domestic supply chain for next-generation chips.
So this is a clear signal to U.S. and European manufacturers. It means a more robust onshore option for the highly complex assembly and packaging that used to be almost exclusively done in Asia. Is it enough to compete?
That's the critical question. Samsung Electronics announced it expects its high-bandwidth memory, or HBM, sales to more than triple in 2026. They're achieving this by vertically integrating their memory and advanced packaging expertise, developing packages as thin as 0.65 millimeters. This integration gives them a significant speed and lead time advantage.
This sounds like a supply chain minefield. If you're a trading company, what's the play here?
You need to look one level deeper, at the materials. A recent Nikkei 225 analysis showed huge stock gains for Japanese companies like Resonac, a global leader in epoxy molding compounds, and Mitsui Kinzuku, which supplies high-end copper foil. These are the critical enablers of advanced packaging.
So the actionable insight for Western executives?
Secure your supply of these enabling materials. As U.S. and European packaging capacity comes online, the bottleneck will shift to substrates, underfills, and molding compounds. U.S. manufacturers should be qualifying suppliers like Resonac now. Trading companies should be building relationships to ensure they have access to these high-demand Japanese materials as the AI hardware build-out accelerates. This is no longer just about the chip, it's about the entire package ecosystem.
Fascinating. Now, let's shift from silicon to something that sounds much more organic. I saw a report that the German federal president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, visited the Leibniz Institute for New Materials to see living materials. What is that about?
It's a fundamental shift in material science. Researchers at INM in Germany are using specially designed bacteria to produce bio-based adhesives. They demonstrated a fully recyclable wood composite bonded with this adhesive, completely replacing traditional petroleum-based glues.
Bacteria making glue? That's a great story, but is it commercially viable?
It's becoming very viable, and it's driven by strategic need. The Netherlands Organization for Scientific Research, the NWO, just announced funding, with support from their Ministry of Defense, for smart bio-based adhesives for aerospace composite repairs. The goal is to halve repair times and costs.
The military is interested? That changes the conversation. How does it work?
It's an adhesive designed for deconstruction. It can be engineered to debond on command using a specific trigger, like heat, light, or an enzyme. For an aircraft repair, you can apply a patch quickly and then remove it cleanly and efficiently for a permanent fix later. This drastically reduces maintenance time and cost.
So for European manufacturers, particularly in aerospace, automotive, or even furniture, this presents a huge opportunity. What should they be doing?
They need to start pilot programs. The technology is moving fast. We're also seeing research from RSC Publishing on pH and cellulase-triggered adhesives to recycle complex pharmaceutical blister packs, which are currently unrecyclable. This directly addresses EU regulations like the Packaging and Packaging Waste Directive.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This signals a major market shift. Distributors who have traditionally sold petrochemical-based adhesives need to start sourcing these bio-alternatives. The market demand will be driven by both performance, like in the aerospace example, and by regulation.
So the actionable takeaway is clear.
Absolutely. Executives need to map their exposure to upcoming sustainability regulations and identify where these new deconstructible bio-based adhesives can create a competitive advantage. This isn't just about corporate social responsibility. It's about operational efficiency, new product capabilities, and future-proofing your business against regulatory change.
Okay, Troy, from bioadhesives to a problem that's getting hotter every day, thermal management. We all know our phones get warm, but in an EV or a data center, heat is a critical point of failure. What's new this week?
A key innovation comes from Keylink in the USA, published on June 11th. They've developed an advanced plasma surface treatment for EV powertrain cooling systems. It modifies surfaces at a molecular level to achieve perfect wettability for thermal interface materials.
Wettability? What does that mean for a manufacturer?
Imagine trying to spread a thick paste on a greasy surface. It beads up. That's poor wettability. Thermal interface materials, or TIMs, are pastes or pads that bridge the gap between a hot component, like a power module, and its heat sink. If the TIM doesn't spread perfectly, it leaves microscopic air gaps, which trap heat. This plasma treatment raises the surface energy to over 72 millinewtons per meter, ensuring the TIM spreads perfectly, eliminating those gaps and maximizing heat transfer.
So for a US or European EV manufacturer, this could directly impact performance and reliability.
Precisely. It improves the efficiency of battery and power electronics cooling, which is vital for range, longevity, and preventing thermal runaway. An IndexBox report from June 10th forecasts the market for a related technology, biorenewable thermal films for EV batteries, will see robust growth through 2035 for exactly this reason.
Is this just an automotive story?
Not at all. The same principles apply to the new generation of power semiconductors, silicon carbide, SiC, and gallium nitride, GaN. At the PCIM Europe 2026 conference in Germany, a major focus was on advanced packaging for these chips. The heat they generate is immense.
And how are they solving it?
They're moving beyond traditional solders. Review papers are highlighting silver and copper sintering as the key die-attached technologies. Sintering uses nanoparticles of silver or copper to form a strong, highly conductive bond that can withstand much higher temperatures than solder. Companies like Indium Corporation are already commercializing this, unveiling their Ultra 75 gold-based preforms at the International Microwave Symposium, specifically for GaN devices in 5G and military applications.
So what should executives be doing about this?
The actionable insight is to conduct a strategic review of your thermal management supply chain. If you manufacture any high-power electronics, EVs, industrial motor drives, 5G infrastructure, renewable energy inverters, your current cooling solutions may not be adequate for next-generation SiC and GaN components. You need to be evaluating partners who specialize in advanced TIMs, plasma treatments, and sintering materials. This is a critical enabling technology for future product performance.
That's a lot to digest. Let's distill this week down to the core intelligence. Troy, what are your three key takeaways?
First, the advanced semiconductor packaging ecosystem is the new competitive battleground. While the U.S. is building onshore capacity with Intel and Amkor, Asian firms like Samsung and Japanese material suppliers like Resonac still hold critical advantages. Western firms must aggressively secure their supply chains for these enabling materials now.
Second, sustainability is now a driver of high-performance materials. Bio-based deconstructible adhesives are moving into demanding sectors like aerospace, driven by defense and regulatory needs. This is no longer a niche. It's a strategic shift that creates opportunities for product innovation and operational efficiency.
And third, heat is the ultimate limiter of performance in modern electronics. From EVs to AI chips, innovations in thermal management, like plasma surface treatments and copper sintering, are becoming as important as the silicon itself. Companies that master thermal design will outcompete those that don't. The call to action is to audit your thermal strategy and supply chain for next-generation components.
Powerful insights. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Thank you for joining Troy Technical Intelligence.
We track the technology so you can focus on the strategy.
Follow us on your favorite podcast platform to make sure you never miss an update. Join us next week for another deep dive into the developments shaping your industry.